Good afternoon and welcome to your news and current affairs program, the Midday Show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. And you same way, so they get we on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Me, where they bring this edition of Midday Show come to you today, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour as the program na Midday Show. And you can be part of this program by way how you go send your text message to the number 077-981-981. 077-981-981. Send your text message and be part of the program. Now we take with first issue inside the program. As organization and individual, then still they help government for address the issue we get for do with flood victim them. The Salon Network Forum, we make up of different organization them. Don't go give food and non-food item them to victim them at old school camp. Usai the director for defense for children, we same way so they part of the forum say then go continue for give sustainable support to victim them of the August 14 disaster. Abdul Manaf Kemokai, now the Director for Defense for Children International. He talk on behalf of the Salon Network Forum to Sabti Yukalon.
Talk of other organizations, including Foroots, National Youth Awareness Forum, Pikin to Pikin. So DCI, Pikin to Pikin, Foroots, and NYAF, we are a network of Sierra Leonean organizations where they work with Rockdale Foundation, where basically they provide education for Pikin and Salon. So when this day happened, we have come together and mobilize resources for kind support.
When are the kind support we can give to them people here? So?
Well, now we just can't get things that we don't use. Rice now one. We come with and we bring food items and also toiletries. We also come with food items and toiletries. Now more we come with.
Okay, before we can get this donation, in any way we do need assessment for know the amount of people where they are so that we now go down and cater for them.
Yeah, we do that. We done the tire since last week for this, but even before last week, we already get staff that we deploy on the ground where they provide child protection services to Pikin and Naya. So they already aware of what they go on and then we don't inform me. Even though you see plenty of people like you come for supply every day, most of the supply we don't go are the type of people that we don't regent. And when they don't regent, a lot of other people become will be the benefit. So after the screening, you find out say not a plenty thing we don't left with people now. So the real victims who they are not been get all the thing that will be in the camp. So there is still more need for let people and get a lot of things here.
Don't have done they do previous donation and anyone will continue as if for let this is sustainable support to them people and take government defense or give them a final location.
Of course, because when NTR happen, we don't do in programming and when it happen an emergency, we always can go back to the donors then for let them see how we can include emergency support into the program that we do. So for as long as any support here come, we are sure of giving them to the people that we need. So we will continue.
Well, that's not the voice of the Director for Children's International, Wena Abdul Manaf Kemokai, as Ibidi Talk Insider interview day to Sabti Yukalon. Usai Ibidi Talk, but the non-food item, them way them go give to victims, them way the flooding be among this BNTM, and say them will continue for give sustainable support to them victim there. Yeah. The program where you dey listen to na Midday Show, and they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. You self get a chance to add your voice to the thing that we discuss at the program on 077-981-981, or you get a chance to listen to me online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa empowered by AfriCell. We will take another issue inside the program.
As way for bringing peace and unity back na the Sierra Leone People's Party, the first term chairman for the SLPP branch na UK, Nat Sandy, say if he be the next national chairman and leader for the party, he will work for make the party get lasting peace. He explained more to the reporter Usman Kamara inside this interview.
Nina, the former vice chairman and leader SLPP UK for 4 years. Natsani worked as secretary council of elders in the UK for almost 8 years. Natsani will now be the next national chairman and leader for SLPP.
Now you say you the aspire to be chairman of SLPP. You popular that popular day for make you be chairman of the SLPP?
Well, that's a very good question. Somebody get right for that doubt. We saw myself come out and working with SLPP, I feel say appropriate. Because I don't come work for SLPP from 2007, 2013, 2012.
Now, within now you vision for the party if you be chairman of the SLPP?
My vision for the party, I want to bring the people together. I want to bring SLPP people together, so unions. My vision, the one in for go across to all the tribes, all anybody will be a member of the party. We want to be SLPP. Given that kind of support, we will be see if you comfortable for the inside the party. We don't get in fighting. We've been a court for a very long time. A lot of troubles will bring the party to a standstill. I want level playing ground for everybody. Equal opportunity for all people, youths, older people, women, children, so that they can see the future in the party. I believe in integrity, so that when you do work, you feel say, yes, this is not my party I love. This is not the party I for do the best. Sometimes ask yourself, what I they do for my party? What my party don't do for me? After a while, I say it fall down. Now that thing I want me, it come back. And we wipe off tribalism.
Okay, concerning we people we are supporter of the SLPP when there is not the confusion with it between the party. Now if you can see chairman, who's really will play for unite inside the party?
Thank you very much, sir. But if I become chair of this party, I won't be the brother, the father, the man who will embrace everybody because I love SLPP.
So what's gonna be the relationship between you and some member then the party? What's the relationship with them?
I have a good relationship with people, but I may not agree with them all. But because I respect their own view, I have a limit beside Akilebu. Akilebu say, you think so, what you do, you right? He say, yes. I therefore go back as a practitioner to reflect and see beside any understanding, how it feel, and put your own feeling for me to be together, my Maya and make SLPP a party. The feeling for the party is a winning party, and I believe say, it will help the youths, it will help the women, it will help the future of our children yet unborn.
In case you not win, you still will give the support to the person who fortunate to be or overtake the position for chairman of the party?
Oh yes, that is a very good question. You see, one thing I tell you, sir, I win and I win today. I will support whosoever imagines to be the winner. But I believe say, that support will be myself, supporting myself, being the very man who will be the chairman and leader. If any of them will, they obviously need my support, I will give it.
What will be your word? We will inspire a person, say, okay, this man I'm going to give you is make a pivotal.
For votes with my heart, we want to tell you, I say, me if you not elect me. So I will appeal to you now. Not say because I can't 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, no. Vote me because of it. I don't work for the party. I don't establish, I don't expand. I'm ready for expand SLPP. Now the hardest area we will not expand. Because me, over 16 years as a civil servant in this country, across Sierra Leone. So no part of Sierra Leone is a strange place. But I bring love, unity and peace for the party and progress for the party for the next generation.
Well, that's not the voice of the first term chairman for the Sierra Leone People's Party branch in the UK, Nat Sandy. As he be the talk inside our interview today to Usman Kamara, Usa is say if he be the next national chairman and leader for the SLPP party, he go work for make the party get lasting peace. The program where you listen to Namide Show, and it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and 99.5 FM na Bo. Add your voice to the thing that we discussed at the program on 077-981-981. Make sure say you limit time to the thing that we discuss na the program. We will take another issue inside the program. This being term, some people na this Sierra Leone People's Party dog is concerned but the 120 million naira fee where the SLPP been put for all the one them we want for TINAP for B flag bearer for the SLPP. But one pan the flag bearer aspirant them, Dr. Jonathan Tengbe, don't call on the party for reduce the fee and extend the term for pay the money because he say that could make more people take part in the convention. Radio Democracy Mohammed Sherif gets more and go now reports.
As the Salon People's Party SLPP now they prepare for all the National Delegate Convention September 15 to 17 at Kenema, also they go pick the new party executive and then flag bearer. They go team up for the 2018 election. Different people na the SLPP. Then they show interest for Timap for be the flag bearer na the SLPP. But the party put different criteria them we go qualify anybody we want for Timap for the flag bearer. And one party criteria them na that the intending aspirants them for pay 120 million leon and then for pay 20% of the fee. And after that, all the one them we go show interest get for go through interview. And if they qualify, that could make them smart for the flag bearer position at the party convention at Kenema. But according to one party intending aspirant them at the SLPP, Dr. Jonathan Tengbe, say the money plenty where the intending aspirant them for pay and appeal to the SLPP for look inside this.
The fee actually high, to be honest with you. 120 million for Sierra Leone is quite high. You are talking about 12,000 pounds or 15,000 pounds.
But why Dr. Tengbe thinks say this money plenty for the intending aspirants them?
For Sierra Leone, where people are earning power is so low. If you look at the grand scheme of things, on the national scale, you look at the earning power on the national scale, you ask somebody, an average Sierra Leone, even the highest paid officer, where can he get 120,000 million leones to pay? That is where I'm coming from.
But as Warden Rich, where the democracy says some people now don't begin pay this couple, one go ask why the question for reduce the money, where the intending aspirants them for pay?
There is still room for negotiations. That's what I'm asking. There is still room for the negotiation. And then you will get more people. The more the merrier. That's what I believe in.
So you ask same way so for actually extend the time for payment of fees?
If it is possible. If it is possible. And this is just a recommendation I'm making for the fee negotiation, extending the time and looking at the delegate list.
What's the problem where you get with the delegate list?
Personally, I don't get issue with them. But you see, delegate list is critical for an election, especially the SLPP election, because the delegates and the vote we, like if we get 600 or 600 plus delegates, you therefore get the highest number of delegates for let you win, and that means whoever check or make sure that that list is actually correct. It is in the interest of everybody.
This make where the democracy been go talk to the national secretary general at the Salon People's Party SLPP ambassador Ali Badara Kamara, and the first question we have been asking now whether the SLPP go look inside the 120 million leon fee for flag bearer aspirants then.
Well, then actually in our administrative over that now, no one comment on that. We'll look into that and see what we'll do.
Ambassador Kamara continues saying Tuesday, September 5th, now the deadline for all intending aspirants then for pay this fee. But why Tuesday, now the last day for pay this corporate so?
We will not make one extension on the 19th. We will give it up to the 25th. Now we will extend that up to the 5th of September. So Tuesday, 5th of September 2017, now the last day. That is saying, now it's closed, you know.
The National Secretary General at the Salon People's Party Ambassador Kamara continues to say the party don't receive but four people in.
I speak to you now, we don't get about three people in now, almost four people in now, we don't make, let me say four to be more precise, because we get retired, we get Mara Bio, we get Ambassador Umaru Bonwuri, we don't get Tembe, then one other man self, we don't go do payment, and I want Mr. King from the United States, so we're talking about four people in now.
Now full payments they don't pay?
No, these are commitment fees they don't pay.
And the commitment fee, that's not the fee?
20% of the 120, we're not 24 million.
Ambassador Ali Badara Kamara end up saying the party no go allow late payments. But according to Dr. Jonathan Tengbe, he been called on the SLPP after the party conference at Kenema for consider a 5-roadmap if the SLPP want for win the 2018 election. We range from the presidential candidate and renominate, raise fund for support the elections, prevent for rig the election, fix the election and prepare for governance. All this is say if the SLPP do am after the convention, that could make the party win the next general election. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Muhammad Sharif, the report.
The program where you dey listen to na midday show, and it dey meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetongue, 99.5 FM na Bo, 0779811981. Add your voice to the team we dey discuss at the program. Same way so inside the Sierra Leone People's Party, as the SLPP party dey plan for hold and convention this weekend, plenty people continue for raise plenty concern them, but some thing them way they say no they go the right way. One panel people here, them now the first ten chairman and leader now the SLPP we serve and the team map for B flag bearer and the party John Oponjo Benjamin. We say it will take the party go cut if they no do the right thing for pick the right flag bearer for the 2018 election. A talk more to Alex Lawrence Koma.
Well, I don't see the committee where they don't make, and in fact, these are the issues we are done raise with PPRC, and that committee really don't get anything for do with flag bearer contest, because the people, the way they set them up, they don't even get the authority for do it, and they don't do. The time don't expire 2 years ago, and the business don't foresee the exit. The committee where they for set up for just be restricted to doing their own election for national officers, and then they take their exit. The new officers there, so they come in and then they compose a new neck and then they take over the running of the party, and it will now be their business for make them conduct the election for flag bearer for the party.
In other words, see they say let the party for go for a convention, pick national leaders and then leaders, and they go back to a convention and select the flag bearer.
Exactly. And even from the rules and regulations, the way they don't make, that is what they are saying themselves. Because what they say is that there are two rules and regulations. One for the national office, and one where they get that for the flag bearer. And according to them two rules there, they give 21 days notice for display all the list of the delegates there from the national officers. But you can't do the national officers. When you do the national officers, you only complete the list for the flag bearer contest, so you don't get it at 31 names added. You don't get a new list. And according to the rules and regulations where they publish, you're supposed to display for another 21 days. So the issue of doing an election the following day doesn't even arise, because you'll be flouting your own later rules and regulations. So basically, we went to PPRC. Between us, they reveal, they raise all of these points. I came out with my own explanation. PPRC listened to us and said, okay, they are arguing that it has happened before and it will save time, it will save money. All of those things are fanciful explanation, but indeed, it don't justify you doing the wrong thing. You say you cannot justify your administrative difficulties for make you break the law. But PPRC, in their wisdoms, appeal to all of us, say, let's go back and meet and come back to them on Tuesday. And when we come, we admit. Chief Simon Okape was there, the four regional chairmen were there, I was there, Marablo was there, Afatibo was there, Jonathan Tembo was there, Ali Kaba was there, Domaina was there, Munda Rogers was there, and several other people were there from the Evergreen Peace Committee. We discussed all of these issues in totality, and we came to the firm conclusion that indeed, based on the fact that first they have currently two lists, one signed by the chairman, the other one signed by the secretary general. So which one do you go with? And not to the same list, that don't create another problem. And those lists, they have not been displayed for the requisite time when they're supposed to display there. So when we look at that, there's also ongoing election. They get three constituencies in the Western area that is still having double delegate list. They get the district, also two districts, they have not completed. They get Western region, they do not have elections for it. So we agree that they will submit and discuss all of those things, which we did. So after they talk to you now, they are supposed to do district elections today, and the report I get is some group they need the police, there has been fighting going on there. So that's the type of situation we have in the party. So our plan was they will finish their district elections today. Monday they do the western area regional election. The south, the east, the north is already no problem. The western area has a problem. So they were saying when we solve that problem, they'll go PPRC and tell them, say, well, this is where we are. But it's obvious that we cannot go according to the date where they fix. So they are talking to me, they say, let us see how we push the thing back by either 2 weeks or 3 weeks and then see how we can do it back to back. I'm still of the opinion that we cannot do it back to back. And because I said I have to consult my own people and get back to them by tomorrow if there's any possibility of coming to that understanding. So that is where we are at this moment.
Right. Richard explained, so when you talk to other people within the party, like different, we then go explain them. If all entire we put, we don't put to the party, they don't work to them. And Friday, you know, they fight again where the convention will start. This weekend, where they can start. Richard will be in your position. Richard, you go do?
Well, I believe, say, when we go PPRC, then people, they all will go there with them. That when they talk, they are decent people and they will live up to their words. So I expect, say, well, we'll go PPRC on Tuesday, these issues will be resolved. And if PPRC not able for resolver, because PPRC has appealed to us that they will try to do everything for resolver in-house. That feeling, because Italians say the only language they will understand is court language. So if that fails, then I have no option, because I have to protect this party. I cannot allow them to do the wrong thing. Because if they do the wrong thing, it is going to affect me. It is going to affect the rest of the party. So there's no way I'm going to see that allow them to do the wrong thing. I will have no option but to go to court.
You already get a plan, say, if you're going with which idea against the whole court. You know, if you say, like, going to court, you already say SNPP out of the race for 2018.
No. In fact, I didn't put SNPP in the race. Because if I don't do that, then SNPP would be out of the race. But even if they go to which idea they do, you still can go to court and they set it aside and the SNPP would be left without a candidate. So which are they doing really that for put SNPP in the race? What do you know they try for do that for put SNPP out of the race? Might not be enough to SNPP. So going out there to do a coordination for Kranau is not going to help the situation. In fact, they put the party in bad light. And if he's disqualified, then we will go into a contest without a flag bearer. That is what I'm trying to avoid.
It's like we get double teaming also. We get the issue of the committee not get the rights for conduct election for flag bearer. We get the issue of list even one other for go vote. Get any issues and there. If it's in less than 1 week, we're going to for Sidon and settle all in 10 days.
Of course, in fact, the reason why we talk of postponing it by 3 weeks, now for back we agree on a finalist for the national officers. So when that is agreed, you need 21 days. So it means you can, because chief Nainge for confirm the list as chairman and leader and as head of NEC, he has not done that yet. So once that is done, then we can make progress. But those are all the things we are going to bring to PPRC for back we discuss. In fact, when we met Nakoda Lodge, we agreed that we all meet there. All the resolutions we don't do, let them put out there, let everybody sign so that you'll be committed to it. You don't recommend them, we'll do other thing. So they wait for make that committee, bring the resolutions there so that we'll sign them by tomorrow before we go PPRC.
3 weeks more, in other words, you're saying we'll get convention sometimes in October.
Definitely, we can't get it now. I mean, minimum 3 weeks. That's what we're talking about.
And obviously, all this stuff will affect the party going into election March 7th.
No. If we do it correctly, then it will affect the party in a positive way. If we don't do it correctly, I mean, whatever they do, it will affect the party in a very negative way.
And I don't want to corner lodge, I don't go discuss, I don't put my ideas together. And then, now we start the week. By tomorrow, we expect say, now they go to PPRC. Hope day. We tweeted on the CPP and the Fetinon by lower level election.
Well, that just justifies the point that they make. You see, because if us at this moment, they do election yesterday in our three constituencies, they are still not conclusive. Today, they forgot to do district election in Abadi, and there is big fight there at the police station. But tell me, I mean, anybody will work in with his senses. You will think, say, this that the way you go forward, violence, now you go put into this party, they don't sort of bring violence and don't make a part of the SNPP institution, that every year they go to violence and perpetrate, it will not work.
So what if, again, the other issues are settled, but the committee say, okay, let me use one convention, we elect, we flag their immigration again?
Well, you see, these are all speculation. I mean, first, I'd all agree that there was need for us to push the election back. And once we agree on that, I would say we push it back by three 3 to 4 weeks, then we can sit down and work out the modalities in the sense that we will set up the right committee. Because what we understand there is this committee will then set up, this is not a normal type. There's a Supreme Court decision where they don't say they will set up an independent body will for come and do election just for the national officers, and when that is over, the national officers will they don't elect now, they now form the new next team, and then they take over the running of the party. So you don't go grab your time don't you don't expire. You grab now and begin work ahead of time for the other people that already come in. So these are the issues I raised, and these are the issues we are trying to address. So definitely the first thing is we have to get the first thing right. These people who they need at this current executive, they have created all the problem. So once we sort them out, we get a new executive, I believe so we'll see a way through.
So the only way we will see John Benjamin at the convention as flag bearer aspirant, that will when I get a new committee.
Definitely. We have to agree on that. We have to make sure we do the right thing, because I'm not going to be part of a group. We indeed will do the wrong thing, and at the end of the day, deny the party the opportunity for make we contest for the next election. Because definitely, whatever they put, the court will disqualify him. Not just me. There are other people who are going to challenge it, and at the end of the day, he will be disqualified, whatever they elect out of such a mad convention. We don't get proper legal study.
Then, at the voice of the first and chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, we say so the team up for B flag bearer and the party, John Oponjo Benjamin. We be the talk there to Alex Lawrence Kuruma. Also, he say it will take the party to court if they no do the right thing for pick the flag bearer for the 2018 election. The program where you listen to now midday show, and it meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetong and 99.5 FM na Bo. Now make we relax and take a music break, after which we will continue with the program. Not forget for send a text message to the number 077-981-981.
We need peace, oh, no more fighting.
No more fussing and fighting.
Me na you, you na me.
Me na you, you na me.
Me na you, you na me.
You na me, me na you.
Say no fighting, come on day. We no want no violence. Say we no want no violence. But it's gonna be the election. Mr. You, let me come together. Let for check your brother. Say good on. Then no lose election. No time, no violence. Say good on. Then no lose election. No time, no violence. Say we no want no violence. But it's coming election. Say Mr. Youth, let me come together. Let for check your brother. Say good on. Then no lose election. No time, no violence. Say good on. Then no lose election. No time, no violence. Why you they shoot me? Because my green are dead. Tell me why you kill me? Because my red are dead. Say me now you brother man, me no brother man. Hope you understand. Jenny Kekeni, Amoloma Konele, Amolema di manya mwima e, Amoloma mwinyonyo e, Tata saloni epira e, Mpemi amura we.
Violence against women for stop, yeah. Violence against children for stop, yeah. Women are talking for beat of cost, yeah. Not for justice, elections, violence for stop, yeah. If you got much affection for this nation, you now go think about violence for this coming election. Right now, can it make a no?
I swear to God, you know the thing about corruption. But I'm in the middle of love, you know, she no camera. in elections. Mr. You, let me come together, for you keep other. Say good on, pay no move, election no time, no violence. Say good on, pay no move, election no time, no violence. Say we don't want no violence, but this coming elections. Say Mr. You, let me come together, for you keep other. Say good on, pay no move, election no time, no violence. Say good on, pay no move, election no time, no violence.
For this coming election, there's a lot of violence for this coming election. As election day round the corner, now we come together and embrace we serve. As election day round the corner, say no, 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 say no to violence. Big green, white, and blue, you're flying on idiots. Sometimes I can study with the UNBF. For being a cannabis, I'm type of bitter cola. Tell me who's man, I'm a tell about the church banker. Unity, freedom, and peace we need. No suckers on top of this coming election. Election time, eh, voting time. Election time, oh, conscious time. Election time, eh, thinking time. This election, yeah, we know one of our violence.
For this year, them screen, you don't kill. Nah. Where you treat the government, how you refuse. Election they come, corruption for done. Election they go, corruption for done. No more violence, now we gone. Green, white and blue say, now yeah we born. Let me come together and walk as one. Walk as one. We need for stop regionalism. We need for stop ethnicity. We need for stop tribalism. Cause I'm not saying I'm the one man of some.
Well, I hope say you don't enjoy that music day. No violence way nigga entertainment do for we inside the program. And the program where you they listen to on a midday show, and it meets you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Free Tongue 99.5 FM na Bo. Now we they take another issue inside the program. After the August 14 months slide and flooding, local and international partner them begin join government for get permanent solution we go make them kind disaster no be again at the country. Usai we don't see World Bank and other institution them they do survey for know exactly waiting been caused the disaster. As this and other plans them they go on, we same way so they see other people they provide support for the victim them, and Ecobank now one pan the institution them will be don't go give government over $100,000 and item them for them victim them. Yeah, after this the Ecobank group chairman Emmanuel Ikazubo and in team na saloon go work out to President Kuruma as they continue for tell us to saloon people for sake of this disaster. Also, President Kuruma say, although then they do vulnerability assessment now for no side way good for people for tap, he say from waiting then they see it possible say then go get for pull plenty people come out na free tongue for go tap na new settlement them. Maybe Kaba gets more on this and will now report.
The president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, inside this work away the Ecobank Group chairman and in team na Fritong Bingo Duteram, been talk say, for letting able for find permanent solution to the flooding and other disaster they made on the B, he say government they work now with the World Bank and other Sabi people. For do one assessment, we go make them know all the side them outside disaster possible for happen, and let them know waiting for do to the people them wait up na then say here. We make the president say, this go get for take 10, but he say one day government go achieve them.
Already the indications are that we will have to relocate a good number of our people. And this is going to be for the years to come. It is not a program that we will conclude overnight, not even in 5 years. Because if you require the establishment of new settlements, Ramphuthan in the provinces, new locations, new of Nogia, happened when we were a new thing. So that is going to take us to the end of the call.
President Koroma continues to say, from where the August 14 disaster been afghitson, the government appreciates all waiting the ECOWAS Konski and other people they don't do for support the victim them. And he said it's not good way the Konski no go forget about. He continues to say, Ecobank na one pan the financial institution them na the Konski, where the government recognize the work where they do.
I must say that as a bank, we must also commend the efforts you have been making over the years in supporting our economy in the country.
The private sector, now one several local and international institution them, don't they suggest they go for come on board for help build the country economy. And this according to the president, now one thing where they serve the support, where he say make them ready for give Ecobank all the support where they need for continue their operation at the country.
Until we have a more dynamic private sector, a more forward-looking private sector, we will not be able to get out of the difficulties as a nation. So the role of the bank and the private sector is key towards the transformation of this country. That is why as a government, we believe strongly in providing the kind of support to the private sector and the banking institutions. Let me assure you that as a government, we are committed to provide you with the support that is required.
Inside a young talk for tell us to salon people for the disaster we been be inside August, the Ecobank Group Chairman Emmanuel Ikazobo say the bank declare with salon people for waiting be happen, and he say apart from the couple and other support to them they don't give to the victim them, he say the bank don't set up special donation app. Also he say in workman and they get a couple for the victim them. He same also say the bank glad with President Koroma in leadership, because he say if the president in government not been believe pan democracy and the rule of law, collapse for them at the Konski by now.
We want to once again commiserate to the people and government for and to also see the opportunity to also thank you, Mr. President, for all you've done for democracy in this country. Democracy and the rule of law, we are creating an enabling environment for businesses to thrive, and which is what helps our banking business as well. So thank you very much again. Please come back to the people of the country. Congratulations and sympathies for all of us.
The Ecobank team will go work out to the president. Promise say they will continue for doing what they are able for, continue for support the Konski economy. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mabel Kaba, the report.
0779819981 add the voice to the team them will be discussed at the program as the program the news and current affairs program midday show and me where they bring me na Elizabeth Ali Blango. Send your text message to the team them will be discussed at the program. We will take another issue inside the program. Just after the August 14 disaster in Afriton, we one team of experts them from World Bank been they do one damage and loss assessment for know the damage where the disaster caused to the country. Well, Friday, September 8th, the World Bank country office been on go present some of the team them where them fear not but the disaster will be to President Koroma. Inside one press conference, the same Friday, September 8th, the World Bank director for Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Ghana, Henry Kerali, tell journalists them say, now about $30 million physical damage, the landslide and flooding disaster, them cause Salon, and according to damage and loss assessment, we then do. Well, we reporter Abdullahi Bla gets more and go now reports.
The August 14 twin disaster them of flooding and landslide Now one way come add Pansalon in Soi Isti just after the September 16, 2015 flooding, 2014-2015 Ebola sick, and in 1992 to 2002 war, and plenty other stories to read them. But the August 14, 2017 flooding and landslide, now one way plenty people believe say, more fearful by way how plenty people, where exact number not therefore, been die quick one and save the country in land been poil plus other infrastructure like bridge and other one them. But from the 14 August, where this disaster be, nobody not been able yet for know the exact damage where this disaster cause. But the World Bank, together with the United Nations, over the past days them, been done the fair not but this disaster, as we forget picture to waiting happen inside the preliminary results. When a result first way day of the damage and loss assessment, we one team of experts them from the World Bank do this BNTM show say na about $30 million physical damage the August 14 disaster of flooding and landslide caused to Salon. Enrique Kirali, a World Bank director for Salon Liberia and Ghana, it talk more about them finding they are.
The preliminary results of this damage and loss assessment indicate that the actual damage was of the order of $30 million. This is physical damage, damage to health facilities, education facilities, to industry, to transport, and of course, to housing.
Mr. Kirali carry on for talk about waiting the team of expert them. Fenotse caused the landslide in Mount Sugarloaf, na Regent.
The technical analysis indicates that the original cause was, of course, the heavy rain. Now, the heavy rains softened the ground on the foothills in that location. And so the first failure around 7 a.m. or thereabouts, I'm told, resulted in a landslide at the foot of the hill. And that landslide then washed together with the flood and became like a mud flow down the valley. But because there was so much of it, it also triggered the higher part of that mountain to fail, resulted in the big boulders or the big rocks that came down afterwards.
But this report not be able to make them clear as to the number of people who died at this disaster, with this still not single Salon people, they guess. But the World Bank country office not just tap to the research we didn't do, but get plan for Epsilon in recovery process, as the World Bank director for Salon Liberia and Ghana, Enrique Kirali, talk about the immediate support where the World Bank get for Gis Salon.
The World Bank is preparing a grant of $10 million that will target support for the recovery efforts after the landslide. This grant of $10 million we expect will be approved by our board of executive directors next month and will be dispersed through the Ministry of Finance immediately. In addition, we have our existing portfolio, as you may know, covers several sectors, health, education, agriculture, and so on. We anticipate that we can reorganize this portfolio and perhaps release up to $3 million.
That, according to Enrique Kirali, World Bank Director for Salon. Now, the support force where the World Bank get for Gis Salon for the disaster recovery process. But as you hear from Enrique Kirali, the disaster caused Salon what $30 million losses. Women say more they for do for make Salon tinap back 9 foot. And for that, the World Bank willing for support Salon with $82 million, as Enrique Kirali explain more about this.
The recovery broken down into short-term, medium-term, and long-term activities amount to a total of about $82 million. Again, the team has prioritized these activities, short-term activities that are urgent relief needed, for example, to reconstruct some of the footbridges that were washed away across the channel, and others, they amount to about $15 million. The medium-term activities such as restoration of the roads, the vehicle bridges, the broken water supplies, reconstruction and rehabilitation of some of the schools, health centers, and so on, that comes to about $25 million. And then finally, long-term, which will look more at activities to help prevent, if possible, the recurrence of similar incidents, and where that is not possible to prevent, at least to put some mitigation measures, we estimate that to come at around 42.
But even before the disaster, the World Bank began to support Saloum on different projects them, like education, health, and other one them. This support, according to the director for World Bank na Saloum, Henry Kirali, will continue, as he say, inside the next 3 years. The World Bank will give Saloum as support $312 million from $150 million before now, as Mr. Kirali explained about this.
The World Bank has increased its support to Sierra Leone. For the next 3 years, the total amount of World Bank support will be about $312 million over 3 years, starting, of course, the current fiscal year. This compares to about $155 million that we had over the past 3 fiscal years. So it's almost a doubling of our financing support to Sierra Leone. About 50% of this will be grant, and the other 50% will be soft loan, what we call credits. Credits are repayable over 40 years with 5 years grace. And the interest rate right now is around 2.5% on the US dollar.
Henry Kirali, the World Bank director for Saloum, say the bank don't present them finding, but the disaster to the president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, and information where the democracy get na that, the Saloum government they go through this report and will give response to one later. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Abulai Bla, the reports.
0779-81981, send you text message on the thing I'm already discussed at the program. Will you take another issue inside the program? For tap the plenty challenge we private sector and other people don't get paralyzed business at the country, the Ministry of Energy together with the Millennium Challenge Coordinating Unit and other civil society organization them don't develop one document we name the Sierra Leone Electricity Sector Reform Roadmap for ARPAN, the electricity and self-make light they all sign at the country. Also, the Minister of Energy, Ambassador Henry McCauley, say from 2017 to now, the energy power in the country don't go up to 500%. The reporter Usman Kamara gets more in Gonao reports.
Over the past year, government don't spend plenty coupon at the energy sector for improved light facility and self-meet the demand of people really use lights in the country. But still, the energy sector don't get plenty challenge. We make Millennium Challenge Coordinating Unit, together with the Ministry of Energy, don't develop one document we name Sierra Leone Electricity Sector Reform Roadmap. With this document, now for get rank to the energy sector and self create we for donor partner them, we be one can invest in the energy sector. This being term, the Minister of Energy, Henry McCauley, don't go pull out this document. Usa is say, this document will help reduce the plenty challenge where people and private sector they get with light business at the country.
The reason why we're here is to launch a roadmap of reform in the sector. And the work that has been done has two pillars. It looks at how we can improve on customer delivery, improve on energy access. We must adopt to make sure that the customer, who is the boss, is able to receive reliable electricity. The second pillar is, how do we approach the very necessary partnerships that we must create with the private sector? The world over today, governments are turning to the private sector for partnership in development. The governments have observed and realized that they cannot do it alone. So this roadmap is describing to us and proposing to us how these partnerships can be structured so that it becomes a win-win situation. We are now at the incremental power stage. For the first time ever, we are making sure that all of our generating powerhouses are working by making sure they are repaired, well maintained.
The Macaulay continues to say, from 2007 to now, the energy sector don't improve over 500% and self don't add per the customer by 23%.
I was very humbled, but at the same time, I felt under significant pressure. We're here because the expectations of the public need to be met. We're here because the way things have been going, albeit recently satisfactorily, cannot continue if we don't make a change. We have to embark on reforms to make sure that we don't stand on one spot. And this is the situation with electricity. Electricity has improved in this country, and we can give you figures because This is a commodity that is metered, and we can tell you authoritatively that electricity has improved by over 500% since 2007 to date. I think we can also tell you authoritatively that last year alone, we added 23% more customers to the grid. But I can also tell you that if we don't continue doing what we're doing and at a faster pace, then darkness will catch us because we need to outpace the demand.
Will it be the talk? The Chief Executive Officer for Millennium Challenge Coordinating Unit, Indeko Umar, say the Sierra Leone Electricity Sector Reform Roadmap Project will start this year in 2017 and go end 2030. We will produce over 2,000 megawatts power.
The roadmap now for 2017 to 2030. So important for noting this now government of Salon then document. So where we own projects undone, then go still they continue with this and other partners there, whether and development partners and private sector people that would ever go come, will get some roadmap for say this now the areas that we need for investing in this sector. For Lewisi or Manga access to energy by 2030. So right now we collaborate with the government of Salon, then we'd expect say we other partners than CMB, World Bank, DFID, government of Salon themselves go agree on waiting at their own priorities that we then think say they in line with their program and then go invest in them and then they going forward as well. So by 2030 we would get at least 2,000 megawatts of power available. We go at least ensure say we get universal access. Any importance for Lewi able for address the demand because we don't know how the private sector get for grow. So sometimes the private sector demand will be so high that we even need more than Nande. So now for ensure say the supply meets the demand.
Kuma end up say the Millennium Challenge Coordinating Unit will continue for give support for improve the energy in a Salon for the society for ready democracy. Mina Usman Kamara the report.
Right, well, from that in and that reports the way Usman Kamara puts together, now we they go inside with 0779819819 inbox and take some text message where we don't send inside the program. This first one we are going to take say, Dr. Wine, and now you they make comments about the money we why we or you want make them push the convention for Sierra Leone first. SLPP my loyalty, and this person now puts a name and inside the text form, and this other text message we are going to take inside the program say, please moderator, let JOP stop court action about SLPP because we want to win 2018 elections and not taking ourselves to court. Thanks from Musa now Wilba first. Right, this other text message we are going to read inside the program saying, JOB, you talk say you call mother in name. You feel say na not to matter one green don't register for stand as flag bearer upon the convention. Now for come join Weibo. Power past alone for better SLPP all the way, and this text has self now put a name. And this other text message we are going to take inside the program say, JOB, please leave matter if all what you're saying is for him, but knows he is the next president. I think and this person wants to say of this country, and this text are not put a name. And this other one again, we are going to read inside. So, say, JOB is the most corruptive man in the SLPP. Trust me. This text has not put a name. And this other text message we are going to take inside the program. Say, oh, SLPP, till now we not get peace. Look, waiting the happen back na the party. When I go make we the supporters. Lost confidence, and this is the comment from Mukhtar from Jue. And this other text message we I will read inside the program. We I believe it will be the final text message. Say, oh, SLPP, till now we not get peace. Look, within the happen back na the party. Right now, send you text message. Two time way you don't send them as you send out, we go read them. Well, I saw this program media show go tap for today, Monday, September 11, 2017. Plenty thank you to my producer Alex Lawrence Koma and the rest of the production team. And so if you will not listen, you will not send a text message to this program. Thank you so much. DJ Otis Parkinson will give the technical support. Thank you very much. May we bring this edition of Midday Show come to you today. Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango. Do continue for listening to Radio Democracy for the very best in radio broadcasting. Good afternoon.